Okay, today we begin Simin Reish Mem. A Hilchus Kibud Av Ve'Em. When we go through life, usually the first 20 or 25 years, Kibud Av Ve'Em is not such an important mitzvah. Now the last 20 or 25 years of our lives, Kibud Av Ve'Em is an urgent mitzvah. And in between, there's a slow transition as life goes on. So since we're still in our younger years, we would do well to appreciate a Hilchus Kibud Av Ve'Em. Yerachmiel gave me as a Hagdama a beautiful language of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Yeshua writes at the Emes L'Chaveres Aviv'es Imai Yasek P'Toyer V'Maisim Tovim. Shezeu hakoved hagadol la'avis, shemir mabriyos ashrei la'aviv v'imoy shegidlu ben kozeh. The real kibud av ve'em is to learn to shteig. When they're alive, it's also.
I mean, it's also alive.
It's also
I think that's what the college.
You know, when the parents call him to help, he says, "No, I'd rather go learn." The kid says, "It's better to go learn." Okay.
Same volume. Shulchan Aruch.
Sifalif tzarech lizar ma'id b'kfayt ave v'imay uv'mayram. Unusual sif. The sif does not seem to say any halacha. Shulchan Aruch rather. It's supposed to be halacha. It says, "Sarach lizar ma'aid v'kfayt ava v'imai." You have to be very careful. So I'd like to speak a little, I guess this is Agdama, in the idea of Kibud Av Ve'Em and the depth of the meaning of this mechaber. Years ago, when I learned Yerodeya with the Chavrusa, we got into an argument. Is the site of Kibud Av Ve'Em Hakaras HaTov or not? Is the site of the mitzvah Kibud Av Ve'Em to Mimakar Tov, Yoyi appearance Hakaras HaTov? But it's not doing with Hakaras HaTov, it's a mitzvah in the mitzvahs of the Torah. So, my Chavrusa held, you don't know him, but you know me, right? So, what was I saying? I'm a technical person, right? The Chavrusa was saying, what do you mean? Kibud Av Ve'Em is all about Hakaras HaTov. I was saying, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. There are a lot of mitzvahs. You could say nice things about them, but it's not true. Really, it's a mitzvah in the mitzvahs of the Torah. You have to shake a lulav and you have to be Mechaber Av Ve'Em. So we looked around. Let me tell you what it says. Yeah, they talk about it as a step, which is a lot to understand.
Does it say Kabbalah Sabichah
V'Simecha?
I mean, you would imagine that would solve the problem.
Kabbalah
Sabichah
is a mitzvah.
Right, so
that's that was my taina. What happens if you have a man whose mother became pregnant unintentionally? She didn't want to have a child. As soon as she had the child, she left him at the Rav's stoop. And then he see Mitzah 30 years later. He's Chayvin Kibud Av Ve'Em. Just let me tell you what it says and a mahalach in this.
Is the mitzvah the same as the mother who brings you up and your biological mother?
Kibud Av Ve'Em is only a biological mother. A woman who brings you up, you have Mechayvin Hakaras HaTov, no question. The Chinuch says beferish that the Tamei HaMitzvah is Hakaras HaTov. As a matter of fact, he sort of bavarins what I'm asking. He says that he masibai say yaisai ba'olam. He doesn't even say, he says also that they raised him, etc. But he mentions, he masibai say yaisai ba'olam, they gave him life, they gave him the ability to be in the world. And that the Yisrael HaMitzvah, the Tam HaMitzvah, is a Hakaras HaTov type of din. That's what it says in the Chinuch. Aviv Rasha, we're going to learn about. Okay, so it's a Rasha. The word abusive today is a very abused word. Everybody says abuse. There's no woman in a divorce situation who's not a victim of abuse. Because if he comes home late, that's also abuse. You know, so it depends. There's some who are truly victims of abuse, and it's just a favorite word. I was once on my way to shul on a Friday. Nebuch had a Talmud. Somebody used to be in my shir. They had a house full of kids already, and his wife became mentally ill. Diagnosed mentally ill. She went to doctors. One Erev Shabbos, I was on my way to shul. Unfortunately, I had my phone with me. And he calls me, and Erev Shabbos, she called the cops because he knocked on her door. He banged on the bedroom door when she was there, and that's not nice. So she called the police, accusing him of abuse. So I went down. As soon as she said the word abuse, the police were frightened. They'll get in trouble if they don't do anything. They wanted to arrest him. She used the word abuse. And it's fortunate I was there, and I sort of pointed out by asking her, what did he do? He knocked on the door. I said, if that's abuse, knocked on the door. But he knocked very hard on the door. He banged on the door. You know, maybe I was changing. So fortunately, my being there helped that they didn't arrest him. But Shabbos morning, they came down from their family services. You know, the police didn't want to take any chances on their own careers. It wasn't a question of right and wrong. So the word abuse is misused. Anyway, I want to get back to what I'm talking about. Hakaras HaTayiv, the Chinuch says Hakaras HaTayiv. On the other side, the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of this simon, says Behedya not that way. He says Hakaras HaTayiv has nothing to do with Tayyag Mitzvahs. Goyim are also Mechayiv in Hakaras HaTayiv. He says that Lafuke, from the idea, the Kibra Aveim is Tali in Hakaras HaTayiv, says in the Torah, Parshas Maschanan, Kabeir es avicha vesimecha, kashetzivcha Hashem lekecha. That it's not a feel-good Hakaras HaTayiv type of thing. It's an obligation, kashetzivcha Hashem lekecha. It's a mitzvah in the Tariag mitzvahs. That's what it says in Aruch HaShulchan. Now, Aruch HaShulchan is not a bar plukta of the chinuch. It's really not a bar plukta of the chinuch. You need another makar. The Chayei Adam, when he starts talking about Kibbutz Aveim, is fascinating. He says, Eloshin Yisacher Pi Divrei Sheker. He says, silence the mouths of those who speak falsely. And those who say, I don't know Hakaras HaTayiv to my parents. Why was I born? Because human beings have a taiva to have children. The taiva is atzman. People want to have children for their own sake. And once a baby is born, even behemoths and chayas raise their children. It's a human nature. Why do I owe them Hakaras HaTayiv? Yisacher pi divrei sheker. It's wrong. That's where he ends. He doesn't say, why is it wrong? It's wrong because, so it leaves you hanging. Is it wrong because it has nothing to do with Hakaras HaTayiv? Or is it wrong because you owe them Hakaras HaTayiv anyway? Like, he says, Yisacher pi divrei sheker, who say, I don't owe them Hakaras HaTayiv. It's human nature to want to have children, to raise children. So in the Michtam Eliyahu, in Chelek Gimel, he has a piece called Kibbutz Aveim v'Hakaras HaTayiv. It's a few pages long. But in page 98-99, Chelek Gimel, he says a very nice yisoid in Hakaras HaTayiv. He says Hakaras HaTayiv is not related to the motivation of the person that did Taiv to you. If someone is mative to you, there's a chiyuv Hakaras HaTayiv, even though their motivations were not for your sake. If someone does you Taiv, he's motivated for his own sake. You still have a chiyuv Hakaras HaTayiv. Well, the Mitzrayim is not such a good raya, because by the Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael first came down, they were taka mative. So it's not a perfect raya. But what? Oig Melech HaBashan. And the Sivis in his Hakdama to that Megillas Esther writes a Dov Pella. He writes, we say Baruch Haman on Purim because we have to be Makar Tayv. Even though he meant bad, but he caused good. So that's why we say, he doesn't explain why we say Orah Mordechai, but he says why we say Baruch Haman, because he says if someone tried to hurt you and he caused you to win $1 million, it would be very hard to be angry at him. So that's what he says with Haman. But be that as it may, this is what it says in the Mishnah Eliyahu.
never know the real answer. Never know the real topic. Always wanting
It's really so, because in Tamei HaMitzvah, it just gives a little taste to the mitzvah. It's not really a reason. It's interesting. Probably, what's the marker for those who say it's Hakaras HaTaiv? It's a Gemara at the end of Eilu Metzias. It talks about Avedis Aviv, Avedis Rabbi. So it says your Rebbe comes ahead of your father, because Rebbe Muvik, it says. Later, now there, it's a Tama mitzvah, and it's changing a halacha. It's a pella, right? You have your mechabed your father, and mechabed your rabbi. Which one has kedima? So we're giving a Tama mitzvah. You have to be mechabed your father because he brings olam hazeh, and from that we're buying a halacha that rabbi is kaidim. That seems to be a source for the chiddush idea that it's hakaras hatayiv because avim mevi'el chayil mazeh. It's interesting. The Rama says in Reish Membeis, if the father pays tuition, the father pays the rebbe to learn with him. Then it's called avim mevi'el chayil mazeh because the father paid the rebbe to learn with him.
What was
his reward that he got a paraduma? Why didn't he get another dharma? He said, if a paraduma is a chok, so to tell you, just like the reward of the chok, of Ibn Avraham, that's why he gets it. It's not a right from the Messina, it's a right from this vart about the Avraham. I'll tell you, Ramesha comes along. Ramesha, in Yerodeh, Chelik Beis, of Digris Mesha, Seisim and Koflamid, he really says something to make Shalom Bimraimov, you know, to explain. Ramesha says, there are two dinim in Kibbut Aveim. He says, the din of Hakaras HaTayiv, that's even a Ben Noyach. Says, Keshem Atzinu, that even by Avram Avin, even by Adam Arishin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Teveyev for being a Kofi Tayiv. I think Rashi brings, when he said, Isha Asha Nasata Imadi, so Hashem called him a coffee type. So Zechariah Maisha, even a Ben Noyach is mechuyev in Hakaras HaTayiv. That's the Ben Noyach's chiyuv of Kibbut Aveim, which I'll explain in a minute. It says that Yisrael was Nisraba, that besides the regular Hakaras HaTayiv chiyuv, he has additionally Chayka Torah, Dina Torah. But this Ramesha explains, the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchas Mamrim says that a ger who's megayer is mechuyev to his natural mother, his biological mother, mother and father. He's mechuyev. The lashon rabbim is noyagim by ktsas kavod. He's mechuyev in ktsas kibbut aveim. So Rami says, what's this noyagim by ktsas kavod? So he says this gather. He says alt ben noyach you mechuyev in hakaras hatayiv. Now hakaras hatayiv is one level of being native to parents. And that even a ger is mechuyev to his biological mother. A yid to his natural mother is mechuyev, father or mother, is mechuyev in kibbut aveim with the dinim that we're going to learn, which go way beyond hakaras hatayiv. We're going to learn halachas and kibbut aveim. It's a mistake today, kibbut aveim. It's like as American as apple pie, you know, respect your elders, respect your parents. But it's done with an idea that it's got to be reasonable. The requests have to be reasonable. It's not true. We're going to learn that if it's the middle of the night and you get a phone call from a parent and the parent wants some milk for the coffee and there's no milk, so you mechuyev in the middle of the night to get up and go and bring milk. You don't have to pay for the milk. They have to pay for it because it's mishalav. But you mechuyev to be mishamish lachiloy lashkeyo, to give him to eat and drink. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Al takaras hatayiv, an unreasonable request, you're mechuyev. Al kibbut aveim, you're mechuyev even if it's unreasonable. The Gemara says Rav Tarfon's mother was nitra fadaita, and she made requests of him, and he felt that kibbut aveim, he has to do it. So that the gedorim of kibbut aveim are totally different than what it seems. Al takaras hatayiv. And Sakara Satay Nayagambay Miktas Kavit. That is a certain level of Kavit It goes to a certain point. Als de choyka teira of kibbut avayim, ezel kavit, the gedorim, the chazal said, ezel kavit is machileyu, mashkeyu, maitziyayu, maiviyayu, to provide transportation, and food and drink, to dress him, these type of things, are chiyuvim al tzchayk, just like you shake a lulav. You're mechayiv to do these things. Ramesha brings from the, if he says yesh lanu, he says kama vidrashim medrash yagoda. He says like by Adam Rishon, when Adam Rishon said the isha shenasati imadi, I think Rashi Chumash brings Rosh Baruch Hu called him a kafi taiv. What's wrong being a kafi taiv? So Ramesha says it's like many midas that are not spelled out but that are expected of a person.
It's not part of the Sheva Mitzvot. It's just.
Rabbi, I think the Miller spoke about it many times, about the fact that midos are part of a person's halhoga in this world, their agdama, and they're not, that's why there are no specific mitzvahs. That's what Chaim Vital has this idea, Kavitz Mamorim brings it, that midos tovus are hagdama, hagdama to sheva mitzvahs, hagdama to tariyag mitzvahs.
So a mother that raised the child, you wouldn't have to do that for. But the mother left you on the doorstep if she called you in the middle of the night?
The biological mother, Yechayiv, there's a kasuv, except a Russia. We'll get a little later.
Not a
Russia. Not a Russia, yes.
Why is the
kid
of a mitzvah called Ger? I don't understand that. Once he became a Ger, he's a Jew. If he's a Jew, his biological mother,
No, he's not his mother. Right? A ger is allowed to marry. He's allowed to marry his mother. What ger is this guy?
What does that have to do with biological?
See,
biological.
So the hakaras ha'toyv aspect is a physical fact. He's chayiv. But mitzvahs ha'toyra don't depend on physical fact. Mitzvahs ha'toyra depend on the chukei ha'toyra. Ger is this guy? Dami. So in the eyes of the halachadik eyes, it's not his mother.
In the mitzvahs doesn't.
Because Hakaras HaTayv is a physical fact. This person gave him life. That's a physical fact. Hakaras HaTayv is based on the facts. Mashen Kei De Gedari Gedri HaMitzvah
Mechuyev Ander. So if the Jewish mother abandoned the baby and a Jewish couple adopts it, that person, the child is Mechuyev to the biologic mother, but not to the parents who raised
him. To parents who raised him, Mechuyev
Hakaras HaTayv.
Not just, because that was a big thing. I remember when someone spoke, I was still a bacher in camp. They had different Tamil Chum camp. Someone spoke. It just strikes me. He said, he's going to speak about Hakaras HaTayv, but you should know, whatever parsha he comes, he could talk about Hakaras HaTayv. He has a stock speech. Hakaras HaTayv, every parsha, there's something about Hakaras HaTayv. So I remember we sat there and tried to figure out all the parshas. You know, it's true, you know. There's always something of a curse. What?
It was a German who converted. His father was a Nazi.
Yeah.
He found out his father was on the deathbed. He wanted to know if he was kind.
For Russia, it's different. Yeah, what do you tell him?
Because he's a very logical father. He do have...
Yes, Tsaskov.
He went back to Germany.
Really? That's amazing.
As we go through these Sifrim Rav, underlying every Sif is that the Kibbut Avim is really... Underlying it is Kibbut Hashem.
That's the depth of it. But this is what I mean to say is that Sarach Lizar B'Kibbut Avayim, it's more than the hergish of a Hakaras HaTayv or the feel good type of respect your elders. It the Gidrei HaDavar, these are the Gedarim of this. And the Midbar, they didn't provide to the children. It was all pinais, and still, they're very good, and still the chayyim keep it out of it. A ger, keep it aveim. There's no aveim. Other Mauritians didn't have keep it aveim either. So I'll tell you a word of the parasha that maybe helps. In parashas Vayechi, we find that Yosef has to be told his father is ill. So it says, I think Rapam used to quote, I think from the Kilas Yitzchak, but I'm not sure, that Yaakov and Yosef were noyig. Yosef never visited Yaakov. He met him when he came. They went to his deathbed. Why never visited him? The Hagos Ashri in Kiddushin brings that the Meram Rutenberg, B'yayim Sha'olo L'Gdula, from the time he became the man of Yisrael, he and his father never visited each other. Because they had sveikis, the suffer comes from the Gemara, as who has to be mechaber who? Who goes through the door first? Who stands up for who? Right? Who has to be mechaber whom first? So the Meram Rittenberg and his father didn't see each other. It says Yaakov and Yosef the same thing. So when I learned it, to say it rubbed me the wrong way is an understatement. Like, that's covet. Covet is, you don't see him anymore. You don't go to visit him. That's covet. I would think covet is, you know, you figure it out already, you know, however you do it.
Take turns.
You know, take turns or something. But that's a better covet, not to see each other. It's a double pella. So the truth is, if it's a korasatai, if it's a covet type of thing, yeah, I'm right. But if it's a technical chi of mitzvah, it's a technical obligation. So the technical obligation, they were stuck. They were stuck. It's a suffix in Shas, it was Mechabinu. They had a problem. I think maybe the Makar is Taka Reb Tarif, I think it was Reb Tarif. It says, Nitrafa Daita Shalimai. His mother lost her mind. She made demands of him. So Gemara says he moved away. He moved to a different town. And that way his mother couldn't ask him. There were no cell phones. His mother couldn't ask him. They have the same kasha. That's kibbutz, kibbutz. So go to a half the time. Go to 10% of the time. You move away. But we understand that kibbutz avim is a technical obligation. He was stuck. His mother said, kept on, you know, every night she needed milk in the middle of the night. You know, constantly. He was stuck. He couldn't live that way. So to listen 10% of the time is not an eitzah. It's kibbutz d'oraisa. So he removed himself from the hechet temtza. And in that way, he did it. So maybe Rami Rittenberg learned it from this Reb Tarfon, that if you can't do it, you don't do it. Now, what? So the Darkei Moshe is the kasha. The Beis Yosef brings him Rami Rittenberg, and Darkei Moshe says, Mechila helps. So we get to Siv Zayin, the Rambam will bring his teretz on the story. Rami Rittenberg will have it in Siv Zayin. So we're going to get to it, because it's a Shtaka kasha. It should have just been Michael. Mechila helps. For just about every person except the melech, everybody else mechila. So kain is a suffix, a melech mechila doesn't help, but everybody else, chiyuv kavin mechila helps.
So the father can be mechila, but okay. For the father to be mechabed the son,
that's what Rama says. All right, let's learn the Rama and Sif Aleph. Mekal Malkai. Ein bezdin kaifin al mitzvahs kibbet ava'im. Davalei mitzvahs asay, she's mat nischar v'tzida. She ain bezdin kaifin aleha. It is halacha that generally bezdin is kaifin al mitzvahs. However, for a mitzvah, she mat nischar v'tzida, a mitzvah with a Torah says mat nischar, what does it say by kibbet ava'im? Manyuchi yamecha. So there, Bezdin is not kaifa on such a mitzvah. Therefore, kaifa means force. Bezdin is not a compelling person. The long taz here is bothered that it's mashma elsewhere by the Ramah that bezdin is not mechuyev to be kaifa, but they're reshoi. They're allowed to be kaifa. And here the Ramah sounds like we dafka not kaifa.
What about the
yura
aspect of it?
What?
The yura aspect of it that involves not sitting in.
And Elias say we never kaifa. Elias say we never kaifa. And I say we
kaifa.
So we're going to get to it. Mechabdei b'chay, mechabdei b'maisai. There seems to be a steer in Shas. It is kibra v'im lachamisa. We'll get to it in the Shulchan Aruch. What? Kaifa al tzedaka. There are many mitzvahs that were kaifa. You should know. There's a machloikis k'tzais in the sivus. The k'tzais in Hilchas Dayanim in Simin Gimel. The k'tzais of shita is that kfi al mitzvahs is only a bezin shal smuchim, which means it's not noig b'zman hazeh. We have no bezin shal smuchim today. That's the shita of the k'tzais. No, you need a bezin as smicha, an unbroken smicha for Moshe. Bezin has the power to give misa and malchus, could beat someone up to be kaif ala mitzvahs. You know, trying to orally convince someone to do a mitzvah, not talking, to beating someone up, in a country where it's mutter to beat people up. We're not talking in America. But the Nesivis, interestingly, disagrees. The Nesivis holds kaifin ala mitzvahs is anybody. Anybody could be kaifa. We just don't tell people because people are going to make mistakes. They're going to try to force somebody one way or the other. He brings from Rachel. Rachel stole the trophim. What's a heter to be steal trophim? It's gezeila. So he says, because kaifin ala mitzvahs, you're allowed to force somebody. Our mitzvah chavis yor has a shaila. If you're at work, and there's a work refrigerator, you have a Jewish co-worker, not from, he brought a ham sandwich. It's in the refrigerator. You're allowed to pull it out and throw it in the garbage. I'll throw it in the garbage. He'll come, someone took my ham sandwich. Say, I feel terrible. You know, I happened to bring a roast beef sandwich. Take mine. So you'll pay back your gzeila, and you'll, you know. So the Sivis holds its mutter, and the Tzais holds its aser. It's one of those machlokes in Tzais and Sivis. The Sivis holds you're allowed to be kaifa on mitzvahs in general. Now, they bring a raya from the Ramah. Since the Ramah here in a few places, the Chabad I don't think brings, but the Ramah brings kfi ala mitzvahs lahalacha, even though it's manazel, we have no bezit shal smuchin. It seems to be right to the Nesivis that you're allowed to be kaifa ala mitzvahs, even bizman hazeh. But you have to be careful. You have to know for sure you're right. We don't tell people to be kaifa ala mitzvahs because people make mistakes. But in theory...
Didn't you say Allah says you're not
kaifa? Allah says, no chiyuv to be
kaifa. How do you have brachol and how do you have the sandwich?
Well, it's an essay. Sorry, the mitzvah of Abun is a mitzvah essay. Whatever God is equivalent.
Well, the Zara has no value.
So that's one of the terutzim they say, is that Avodah Zara has no value. It's problematic because a Ben Noyach could be Mavatl. A Yid can be Mavatl. Ben Noyach could be Mavatl, but it's... The Rebbe Kivega here in the Zagar brings a question, why we don't make a... What? Lamaisa, it's not. We don't get Makis Maradis. Bezmer doesn't give any type of physical punishment. Reb Kivega brings a question as to why we don't make a bracha on Kibbut Aveim. Is specific. It's you feed them.
When you give the bracha? When?
What?
When you give the bracha every day?
Right before you give them to eat. Kibbut Aveim is specific. Doesn't mean you're nice to them. You have to be nice to everybody. It means you give them food to eat, you give them drinks, you drive them somewhere. That's kibbut aveim. So before you give your father a ride to the airport, to the doctor, you should make a bracha. Shalom says to Tivanu, I'll mitzvah kibbut aveim. No shir. We don't make brachas on mitzvahs that have no shir. Is that true? So why do we make on tzedakah? Tamatari we make.
You don't know if it's going to be accepted.
All right, the truth is the same Rajba, the same truth as the Rajba he alludes to, talks about tzedakah as well. The Rajba gives two reasons. He says harbei tamim yesh, and he gives two reasons why you don't make a bracha. One reason is that it's a bracha atoli b'das acherim. It's a bracha that the other person has to accept it. So he says kamai tzedakah. He mentions as one of them halva kedushin according to the Rosh. You don't make a bracha mitzvahs. A bracha, that's totally in achem. You make a bracha, and then the other person might not do it. So
they asked you to do this.
It's a rule. It's a docket. You come around collecting, you still don't make a bracha. Because generally, it's a mitzvah, totally b'das achem. And since a bracha, totally b'das achem, it's not, you don't make a bracha. The Velt is a kasha on this from Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, someone says, bow to an avodah zarah, I'll kill you. You do make a bracha. It's a bracha. Shemusay Tzivanu on Kiddush Hashem. It's the old joke about the briska. He's walking in Yerushalayim and the Arab wanted to kill him. He says, give me a brinit. I want to make a bracha. With great Islamists, he made a bracha to die Kiddush Hashem. The Arab ran away. No. So he said, runs after him. He says, no, hefsik. Hefsik. Hefsik to the Arab. So the question is, it's time to ask a chayim. So I saw this reason, and one of the Bali Musa says, we don't make a bracha on kibud av v'aim, you shouldn't feel you satisfied it, because it's very difficult to really fulfill one's obligation of kibud av v'aim. Yerushalmi calls kibud av v'aim hachomer shebechamurais, one of the most chomer dekemitzes among the chomer dekemitzes. It's ongoing all the time. But so why by kiddush Hashem? So granted, it says a teretz that by kiddush Hashem, if you maisa, it's a limsar nafshei on kiddush Hashem. If they don't kill the person, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. It's not totally b'das achayim. Still mekayim the mitzvah. The Chavez Yoyer has a tshuva. I'm sorry, the Binyamin Zev. The tshuva is Binyamin Zev, which is a kadm. Tshuva is Binyamin Zev is quoted in the Beis Yosef. It's one of the earlier tshuva svarim that we still have. And he says a rule which I think is well known, that we don't make a bracha a mitzvah sichli ice. And a mitzvah sichli, that even a benayach is b'chuyiv to do out a seichel, we don't make a bracha a mitzvah sichli. I see, trying to think of one that we do, but that's his rule. And he says the lashon is asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis avitzivan, that because we have the kedusha of Hashem's mitzvahs, therefore we're commanded mitzvahs that we would have to do logically anyway. So such a mitzvah, we're not. We don't make a bracha. That's his mahalach, his akdara. The Torah Tumimim, Taisus Bracha, has a lot of arichas on this. And just not water. At any rate, this is the what Rabbi Kiva can say. So let's get to Sif Beis. Eizai Myra. Now, before we start, you have to know Kibud av v'aim is Myra av v'aim. Now, for the next few weeks, we're learning this. You have to keep in your mind clarity of distinction. Kibud av v'aim is an active mitzvah. It's something you do with a maisa, machileyu, mashkeyu, maitziyayu, maiviyay, transportation, and food, malbishai, etc. Myra, it appears from the Gemara and the Mechaber that Myra is a passive mitzvah. Loi, etc. That's what we're going to learn now. Excuse me, that's what we're going to learn now.
But given the title of the halacha, Kibud av v'aim, and the title of the siman, and the first sif, why does he start talking about Myra?
So why does he start with Myra? What do you say? Why start with Myra? Maybe it's practical. You got to start with not doing wrong things. What? Who wrote the title?
The title was not written by
Horthy. It wasn't. Couldn't be. No, he didn't. So then that's your answer. Okay. So what about the person who wrote the title? Why? That was probably written by the printers. Okay, is Elmira. Now listen to the list of lies, and I could say with pretty confidently that people in this room who are fortunate enough to still have a mitzvah, Myra Aveim, are over on things in this sif. So let's learn and we'll see. Is Elmira layame b'makayma yami yuchid laylam sham. Don't stand in a spot that's reserved for him. Besides Kenim Chaveira, I think that means a place of respect, of honor that he has. Or don't be in the place that's his place where he davens. And don't sit in a seat. I think this is pretty well known. That's also to sit in the seat that's miyuchid for him, even in his house.
Isn't this after Misa also?
So we're going to have to get to it. At the Gedarim of after Misa, it's a little hard to say. Lamaisa, even after Misa, a father's seat should stay empty at the head of the table. That's the way it is. Now, I want to talk a little about this. I want to finish the list. Loi Saiser Estevarov, V'loi Machriya Estevarov. That is, people make mistakes all the time. The Issa to contradict a parent is an absolute Issa. That means, if you're in the house, your mother says it's raining outside, and you say, "Oh, I just came in; it stopped raining." So it's an issa deraisa. To be saisa devarav is aser. V'loy machmias devarav, to say, you know, mommy's right; it's raining. It's also an issa deraisa. If you have the right covid, you don't, you know, Rabbi Yosef says something, no one would say, yeah, he's right. You know, you're saying he's right. The chiyuv of kibud aim, kibud av aim, is the same. Now, what do you do if she's ready to get an umbrella and it's not raining outside? So you have to respond for lashon safik. You have to respond by saying, maybe it stopped, let's check. Such a lashon. And that's what Chazal advised. But to be seiser is devarav straight out, that's awesome. And we're going to come back to this. Like I said, I want to finish the list. But this is certainly the one that people are most nichshol in. Contradicting, like, if kibud av aim is hakaras hatayiv, so what's wrong? She says it's raining, you say it stopped raining, there's no chasar hakaras hatayiv. The answer is, it's didei hatayra, it's chukei hatayra. Vaita. V'lai mechriyas devarav bifonav. Now here we're going to have a machlaik yishach and taz. Lai mechriya bifonav. Is a riddle. How could it be you could say the same words, and if you say it in one place, it's a mitzvah, deraisa. Say it in another place, the same day, it's an aveira deraisa. That's machriya devarav. In front of a parent, say he's right, that's bifonav, that's not right. But shalai bifonav, to defend a parent, if someone says not right, you defend. So that's a mitzvah, that's mechabit. So loy machriya devarav. Now what shaila is, what about seiser devarav, shalai bifonav? You know, machlek yishach and taz, if shalai bifonav, you're allowed to say a stira to his words. We'll get to that. Afilu loy min yirad divrei abba. Even say, daddy's right. So that's not covet. So that's why I have to give you the marshal. If it would be Rabbi Yashiv. If Elyonavi would come and say something, so I would say, yeah, Elyonavi's got it right. It would be a terrible, I should feel, compared to Elyonavi, what right do I have to say? He's right. And on the goal, you don't say he's right. So that idea is the level of Yira you have to have for a parent. It's like a Yira Saraimimus. You don't say she's right or he's right. Mechila generally helps. There'll be exceptions. We'll get to it. We're going to learn the simon. V'loy yikrenu bishmai, loy b'chaya v'loy b'maysay, elo ayma Abba Mori. You're not allowed to call him by his name. You say Abba Mori. Again, the kasha in this week's parasha. Amalach agoyos yibikol ra, yivarech hasan orim, yikar bem shmi v'shem avaysay, Avram v'yitzchak. What right did Yaakov have to say Yitzchak, to say his father's name?
Title to
so the question is, if you give a title, whether it's one, the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnah is really Yester Kasha, this Mishnah. Rav Palm used to say a Teretz based on the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, it says that just like we find by Yoyev, he was considered a Meirim B'Malchus because he said in front of David, I'm sorry, Uriah said in front of David, Adoin Yoyev, in front of the Melech, he called someone else Adoin. So that is a bizarre. You don't go to the king and say in front of the king, the general is Adoini. You only have one Adoin. The one Adoin is me. You don't call someone else Adoini. Sefer Chassidim says that when you daven Shemayin Esrei and you daven Rafa'enu and you want to say your Rebbe's name or your father's name, Sefer Chassidim says you don't say Avi Meiri. I don't know if that's La Halacha, but that's what says Sefer Chassidim. You don't call in front of God, in front of the Shechina, you don't say Meiri on somebody else. Avi Meiri. So he says that Malach HaGoyaloisi, it says the Shechina was Shruya L'mayim Rishayis Shechayla Be'yakiv Avinu. So in front of the Shechina, that's why he didn't say Avi Meiri. He said Avi. Avi is not a steer, it's a physical fact. He's Shem Avaisai. He didn't say Abba Meiri. It says Yisrael Nef, say Abba Meiri. He didn't say Mari because he was in front of the Shechina. That was Rav Palm's teretz on this kasha.
You could say Abba Chami. You could say
Abba Chami. Chami, you could say. The question is Meiri. So it says, we'll see now in a second. Leikrenu bishmai, leibachai v'leibamai, say Elohim Abba Mari. Hoya Shem Aviv k'shem Acherim. Let's say his father's name was Reuven. And someone else's name is Reuven. Mishane Shemam, imushem shu paloi. Sheva kol regil likris vay. If it's an unusual name, the name is Reuven, it's a common name, you call someone else Reuven. However, if it's an unusual name, like Habakkuk, right, who's called Habakkuk today. See, if my father's name is Habakkuk, if somebody else named Habakkuk, he says, hey, Habakkuk, you know, I'll say that. Shame Poloi. People realize it's your father's name, so you're not allowed to call somebody else that name. Avol shame Sheregilim by Mutal Likrois Acherim Shaloi Befanav. A name that's common, like Reuven, Avram Yisrael V'Yaakov, you're allowed to call other people Shaloi Befanav. You're allowed to call others Reuven. If he's in the room and your father's name is Reuven, you're not allowed to call somebody else Reuven. It has to be Acherim Shaloi Befanav, which means him, his name Shaloi Befanav is Aser. And someone else's name Befanav is also Aser. It's only Mutter Acherim Shaloi Befanav is only Mutter, even if it's a Shem Sheregilim by Mutter L'Kraisai Acherim, but only Shaloi Befanav.
Yeah, they all
name after. Tell me about it. I have my son. I heard a Sephardic fellow. So thank God his name is kid after me. But he asked me about his second child, if I mind, if he names after his father-in-law is alive. I said, if he doesn't mind, I don't mind, you know. So how do you call your child if it's, I don't know, maybe by them that's called COVID? I don't know. The truth is it's a Ramah. Maybe that's why the Mechaber doesn't bring it. You know, there was a mice with the Baba Vareba was in Eretz Yisrael, the first Baba Vareba, Shlomo. Was in Eretz Yisrael. I was walking down the street with his entourage, and there was a bris. And the fellow, he saw a Rebbe, he said, come in, I want you to be Sandik. So he went in, he was Sandik. So he came to Kriyas Hashem. So he said, which name? So the father pointed to the Rebbe, his name, whatever his name is. So he said, Shlomo, he gave the name. The Chassidim were ready to kill him. But the first child named after the Baba of a Rebbe. The Sephardic kid. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I was in Eretz Yisrael this summer, and I was in Arsameach. So I met a fellow. Anyway, I met a lot of people. I met one fellow, and I went for a walk with him. I was sure he came from a Chassidish home, was off the derech and back. Like, he really had a Yiddish nature, and he had the payas behind his ears and the whole thing, but he was, you know, he was... So he told me, no, he was Megayer last year, around this time, a few months later, he was Megayer. So really? See, he also had a Chassidish sounding name. My brain is going, what's his name? The founder of Ur Sameach, Rabbi Shiller, together with Weinberg. Weinberg was Eshet Torah. Mendel Weinberg. So this fellow's name is Michal Mendel. Michal Mendel is a Chassidish affair, as I assumed. So I tell him, you're Ger, why'd you take Michal Mendel? He says, look, my English name is Michael. So everyone calls me Michael, I'm going to be Michal. Then I want to name myself after someone. So Rav Weinbach was Nifter a month earlier. So he named himself after Rav Weinbach. See, Rav Weinbach has a child named after him, was already 30 years old. He wasn't even, barely dead 30 days. He already had it. Yeah.
I felt funny calling my grandchild, you know, speaking of my grandchild, it's my father's name, I couldn't call him.
It's very hard to call, yeah.
I mean, eventually you get used to it, but...
I think that's COVID. I don't know. Anyway, this is the list. I want to talk about it. Say what?
Yehuda Nesiya was born before Rabbi Yehuda Nesi was a son.
Okay.
Good.
How does some... Oh, this is the question. How do you learn with your father without arguing? So we'll see in the Pesach Tshuva. We'll see in a second. How do you learn with your father without contradicting him?
That's why I want to say
you have to do it with Derek Hefsher. But, okay. So we have here a number of issues. Besides the practical issues, there's a machlokes here. Shach and Taz, Shach Beis, I think, and Taz Gimel. If you're allowed to be Saiser Estevarov, Shaloi Befanov. So, the Shach is the Machmir. The Shach Beis, like Saiser Estevarov, Bein Shechaylekim Olav, Bein Shaymelachaylekalov, Nira and Devarecha, have a Saiser Estevarov. Nira, the It says the Devar of Aser Av Shaloi Befanav Chemash Bedrisha. So you have the Drisha and the Shach say Shaloi Befanav, you're also not allowed to be Seis Devarav. Taz Gimel disagrees and he brings a Raya. He said Niron Divrei Ava, listen to his Raya. Taz Gimel B'tur Siyim Shenira Kamachriya Divrei Aviv Elon Yesh Loi Tshuva L'Hashiv Alachelkim Yashiv. Someone's arguing with his father and he can answer that taina. He should answer that taina, but he shouldn't say my father is right. He goes on. Hadam etzino b'tor chayshem mishpat shator chaylekim aviv kama pamim. Fish be fine in learning. The Torah argues with the Rosh. Haynu shalai b'fanav. So you see, the Taz holds shalai b'fanav is mutter. Says the Torah argues with his father. It's shalai b'fanav, and therefore it's mutter. Maybe writing is different. Siva Kadimur Dami. I hear. The Gra in Gimel says the same thing as the Taz. Gra Gimel, Hadam Etzino Shachokan Alviyam, Verabam, Rebbe, Yerushim Gamliel, Barbaki Yaitse, Chemachrian. So he's saying that it's only Asa Bafana, because we find Rebbe argued with his father. He argued with Yerushim Gamliel, and many other such things in Shas, Chemachrian Devarav. Say halacha like the father. So here it's already a hard machlokes. It's the Taz and the Gra against the Shach and the Drisha. The truth is, it's a shaila v'nisa d'oraisa. There's no question that a safek d'oraisa, a shaila d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. That's the general rule. You have machlokes in the d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. And there are bonds. You could, what about the raya from the Torah and the Rosh? So the Pesachei Tshuva answers that. He has no choice. No choice, he has to say. Let's see if that's what it says in the Pesachei Tshuva. To Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, let's say there are I'm saying for us to see us Kedush and Lam, because the Dabben and Ma'av Yechaylin, Lahakshayis, Ulatareitz, Ulahasik, Maskona Sahalacha, Eim Bezeh Mishum Sayis Sos Tavarov. It's not like he's saying like you, that a person has to get clarity in learning. So what's he supposed to do? He has to be clear. And Mimela,
really,
they argue.
That's really answering
Befanav. Sounds like even Befanav from the Pesach. Sounds like even Befanav. In learning. What he's saying is, the Taz is Raya, is no Raya. Even Befanav, you could argue in learning. The Gemara says that when you argue in learning, so, Esvai Basufa. The Pasuk says in the Chukas, Esvai Basufa. The Gemara says, Betchila. People argue in learning that Ayavim says that they fight with each other. Ulu b'saif nasu Ayavim. At the end, they end up. But does he want his father and son to tell him he's wrong? You want to tell you're wrong? My father, Olav Hashalom, when I was growing up, my father went to Auschwitz as a teenager. So he learned how to learn, but he never got into tumbling and learning. So as a boy, and I used to say things like, this Rashi makes no sense. So he used to scream at me, hey, look at Rashi, he say it makes no sense. You see, I don't understand this Rashi. As the years went on, when I started learning Mefarshim, my father started learning Mefarshim, he got into it. I remember once he came home with a box, with the Pnei Yeshua, Shita Mekubetzes, you know, all the Mefarshim. I said, wow, thank you. He says, not for you, it's for me. He told me, you know. By the time, you know, 10, 20 years later, my father was doing much worse than me. The way he talked about Rashi, you know, that the Rashi makes no sense. So when you get into learning, that's the way it is. If you care about it, you argue.
So
he's really arguing with the Taz. The Taz is not a Raya. So really, he answers the Shach. Now, here, I want to bring up a second topic that has to do with Myra. And this is a very difficult topic. All the cases of Myra, Aloysa says, don't do this, don't do that. The Sefer HaMakna, in Kedushin, asks a very strong kasha. It says that Ish imay v'avit tiro, there's no S, right? Ish imay v'avit tiro. So it says, why say Ish? Why say Isha? It says, Ish sipek b'yadei l'asay. So a man could be mechaber his parents. A woman, she has family, She's mishubah to her family. It's very hard for her to be mechaber her parents. Fret dahamakna. What are you talking about? The pasuk is ish imay va'aviv tirou. It's yira. It's shevaloisasa. It's layesha b'mekaymai. Layesha b'mekaymai. Ish sipit b'yadei lasais. Isha ain't sipit b'yadei lasais. What do you mean? A woman could do it just like a man could do it. It's a very strong kasha on the Gemara. What do you mean, Isha, not Isha? Based on this kasha, the Hamakna says the following Chiddush Gadol. The Hamakna says that Loisaiser Estivarov is not only saying something that's a contradiction, but if your parent says to you, do this, and you don't do it, that's also Saiser Estivarov. If your father, your mother says to you to do something, not machileo mashkeu, anything. As far as it's physically possible. Yeah, the examples that come up is they say, taste the mushrooms or taste the broccoli. You don't want to taste the broccoli. You know, eat your vegetables. You don't want to eat your vegetables. You know, I went to my mother. She made latkes. Promise, I was the only eater. You know, it doesn't pay to make 5 latkes, so to eat the latkes. I'm eating the latkes. You know, I'm a serious nefesh. At least they were good. But, you know, so they marked the hold. And she says, you have to do it. She says, it's cold out, we'll put on a coat. It's 75 degrees out. The makna holds, that's called Saiser Estivarov. You're mechuyev to do it. That's the shita of the makna. In the Dibris Maisha, Ha'ari Yudalit on Kedushin, the end of Kedushin, for the end of the first parak. Ramaisha brings the makna, he says, what are you talking about? What are you going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Beferish, that Ezel. COVID, machileyu, mashkeyu, etc. You're not going to put on a coat for your father. You have to be mishamishim and things that are shimish for him. So if you have to do everything he says, what is el COVID, machileyu, mashkeyu, mitziyu, mediyu? What's going on? Ramesha is very misnagged to this Sefer HaMakna. I showed it to Rav Palm. Rav Palm, God in the Torah Lamelech, has a piece on this. And he said, it's a maral, a Parshas Yisrael, the Gur Aryeh. He says, you have already a Rishon, the maral is the borderline, the beginning of Akraina maybe, but you have a Kadman who says it. So it bothered me, and I found the Kadman, so I came back to Rav Palm. I said, I found the Rishon the other way, I found the Sefer Yireim. He asks the Hamaknas Kasha. The Yireim asks, Ish Imai Vivizit Hiro, Ish Sipit Bi Adelases, Ish Ain Sipit Bi Adelases, I Moiris Sheval Tasa. So the Hamatayreim answers, this is a type of Im'enoi Inyan. You have in Shas sometimes, Im'enoi Inyan Lazer, Tineu Inyan Lazer. It says, Im'enoi Inyan Layira, Tineu Inyan Lakavid. So the Yireim says, Beferish, Moira is only Sheval Tasa. So you have the Yireim saying, like Ramesha, the Maral, like the Hamakna. And there are a handful of Maramakaimis on both sides of the equation. And again, it's a Shavu Deraisa. It's a very tricky thing. What are you going to do? Like, it's very hard. Everything a parent says you have to do is Shavu Deraisa. So I was struggling to find an Eitza for this problem. Lamaisa is Shavu Deraisa. And very often my mother says, taste this, it's good. Or eat this, it's good. What in the world? Like, put on a coat, put on a sweater. It's always a problem. So we need to find an answer. So I suggested, Rupam was masking. He was masking at least. You know, sometimes he said something, he said okay, but he didn't really feel that way. But so I'm not sure. But I said the following. We have a machloikis, if you have to listen, she says put on a coat. We have machloikis, shach and taz, the shach and the drisha against the taz and the gra. If loisaisis devarav is only befanav and not shalai befanav. Maybe it's only b'fanav and not shalai b'fanav. So it would seem an eitzah like this. Mother says, put on a coat. Put on the coat. As soon as you walk out, you take it off. B'fanav, it's a machlokes, you have to listen. Shalai b'fanav, so now it's ready a sex fake. It's a machlokes if it's included in Lysai Ses Devarav in the first place. And even if it is included in Lysai Ses Devarav, Taz and the Gros says only chia b'fanav. So shalai b'fanav, you can do differently. So it seems to be a pshara. What? I'm saying lemaisa to try to find. Yeah, what do you do with the broccoli? So when she walks out, you pour it into a bag and you pack it or something. I don't know. So I'm not sure with the broccoli, but you're allowed to beg her to change her mind if you want. But
then when she says, "How did you like the broccoli?" What are you
going to
do?
It was perfect. No problem. No problem with the broccoli. No problem. I say it was delicious. No problem. I'll tell you the truth. I once said this in a shiur. I got a call the next day from a principal in one of the Masiftis, and he said, "I know you didn't say this, but the boys are saying you said this, so I have to call you. Did you say that you only have to listen to your parents in front of them, and as soon as you walk out, you can do what you want?" I said, "Well, you know, I was talking about unreasonable requests, but what should I do?" But anyway, these are the two major machlokes in Matzav Beis.
Is it the same thing in my Oscar sources are Avnima?
Same thing. Avnima is the same. Yeah, any time it says here Av and Aim is the same. I don't know a difference. Kedeva's das is only the things that matter. Someone says, "How you feeling?" You say, "Fine." You really don't feel fine. So there's no Kedeva's das. The person couldn't care less how you feel. I say, "Talk, how do you feel?" "Yeah, fine." But you know, if you start going into details, you know, I can ask you again. Kedeva's das is something that matters to a person, even for his pride. But maybe it matters for our pride if you wear a coat. I don't know. But anyway, that's, yeah.
Say if a person's nature is bite, so then really get into problems. Let's say they said something happened, we know it didn't happen. And it affects many things.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You have to convince them that.
It's a problem of people, especially sometimes of elderly people, who get confused or sometimes get neurotic, and they say, "This person did this, and the person didn't do it." When it's the toivas, the parent, for the parent to get it straightened out, you should try to do it at Idei Cheirim. If not, we're going to have later a case where a parent asks for something to eat and it's not healthy for the parent. So the child's certainly not allowed to do it. That's not covered. You give something to eat, it's not healthy. So there are times, but it takes a hard achra. I think that when a parent, when you feel that contradiction is needed, you should get somebody else to do it. It's very often it happens with children that feel a parent with an illness, especially with a bad illness. Very often the children feel the parent is not following doctor's orders properly or is not doing things the right way. And very often the child, you know, is pushing. It's not really the right thing to do. You should get someone else to do the pushing. I mean, if you won't listen to anybody, you have to do it. But it's not, you know, it's... Sometimes, believe it or not, the parent really knows better. And I remember one of the last times I visited Rav Palm at home. He was very, very sick. So I came into the house. The Rebbetzin was there with him. And she gave me instructions. Don't let him go to bed. The doctor said he has to walk. He has to be active. He has to walk around. You know, he had problems with his neck muscles, holding up his head. She was telling him all these things. Feed him. And gave me all the instructions. She went out for a few hours. So as soon as she went out, I helped Rav Palm get into bed. And relax. And he basically said, you know, in front of his wife, he has to do, but he said, Yadeya Chayla Maris Nafshe. He knew he wasn't going to recover from it. And he knew that all this thing with walking and walking was, wasn't it? I don't know. He told me to help him get into bed. I have to listen to him, I have to listen to the Rebbetzin. And he was in bed, he was comfortable, he was able to talk and learning, he was able to, I tried my last-ditch effort to argue a few things with him then. An argument for a long time about Tzidkiyo and Navi. Why Tzidkiyo? The Gemara says he was a tzaddik. Why did he mess up? So I kept on pushing that he was confused by the Nevi'ei Sheker and the Nevi'ei Emes. Rav Palm told me it's not that way. It's because he felt that the people wouldn't listen to him. He brought riots to it. There's a few such things that... Anyway, but the point is that when a parent is not well, and the child is told by the doctor, you have to do this, you have to do that, look, the doctor has his job, the child has his job. You know, if it's clear that if a person doesn't take a medication, it's going to kill him, that's one thing. But all the different types of advice It's very hard to know if it's really right to push a parent. It has to be pushed. Get someone else to do the pushing. It's really not really
the case. Most commonly it's taking pills. They want to take pills.
Parents is DNR.
DNR is not, a person's life is not his to decide. A person's life is not his. The Radvaz says, you can't give someone rishus to hit you, because nafshi shalad amene kinyanai. That's his lashon. So unfortunately, the parent says, kill me, you can't kill him. So where a DNR is mutter, you're allowed to do it. If the father says, do an aveira, you're not doing an aveira. DNR, you should know, incidentally, I've been telling this to people, and someone brought me an article from a medical journal, that as soon as you sign DNR in a hospital, the patient is neglected. The patients get bed sores, they're not turned, the patient's not given medication. Signing a DNR, even where it's mutter, has to be done really last minute. It has to be done last minute because patients are neglected. Once you sign DNR, who, if you be a nurse, who would you help? The patient is a DNR on, the patient, they hope will recover. So, yes. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. If there's no one to do it, you have to do it. If it's clear that they need it, you do it. Try it, do it. They're covered. I'll tell you, remind me, Reb Chaim, I was told, I didn't see it firsthand, that during the Shiva, Reb Chaim, or maybe right after the Shiva, he sat in the Beis Medrash in his father's seat, the stipler's seat. He said, "Any Yashav B'Makayimai." So he quoted a pasuk from Mishlei, I think, from the, that it's covered for a father if his son is Mamala Makayimai. So, rabbis do that. They sit in the seat. So, you know, I don't know, maybe it's only if the son is Taka Mamala Makayimai. Maybe it's not for everybody. But he said such a thing. But I don't know. At home, it's certainly a covered. If father passes away, you leave the seat. I want to tell you one more thing. When it says he has seat show, you don't sit in your father's seat. My hergish is, I can't have rise to it. The head of a table is a seat shall covet in a house. To me, it looks so strange. I came to someone's house, Shom Zacher, it was in his son's house. The son was sitting at the head of the table, and his father was sitting on the side. That's, to me, that's not kibbutz aveim. You know, the Yeshiva b'makayim, his makim is the head of the table. Like, granted, in this house, it's not his place. How could a son sit at the head of a table and have his father sit on the side? To me, it's even his Michael, how can you do? You know, I had this with my father. He never wanted to sit at the head. So I used to sit on one side, he sat on the other side, and the baby sat at the head of the table. That's the way it was. But where I grew up, I saw my father died in the war. But my Shver's father, his father-in-law sat at the head of the table. My Shver didn't sit at the head of the table. It's really not covered. You have a father come in and you sit at the table, the father sits on the side. It's not thinking. The idea of Leisha B'Makayimai literally means B'Makayimai, but it's a place of covenant that really belongs to the father. Some homes, the mother sits in a Makam Shal Kavin, and sometimes she sits alongside the father. So I don't know. In my house, my mother always had a seat next to my father's. No one sits in that seat. It's my mother's seat. I'm a Shver, the father sat on one end, the mother sat at the other. I guess they had an argument, which is the head of the table. But the mother's on the other end. That was that minig. So, you know. So they have a situation. Okay, Siv Gimel will do next week.